I think we accomplished one mission today. We managed to surprise Steve and Pam, which was the first goal. The second one is to have a nice ceremony for them, as they did not have a church wedding the first time. Sorry to say that Ron and Patty at Mayo, who stood up with them the first time, are not going to be able to be here, but we'll carry on. I've asked Zach to lead A Common Love. In the singing of that song, I asked Steve to come up and stand here and Pam to walk in. Shall we begin with a prayer? Our God and our Father, hallowed be your name. We come before you now thankful for your blessings, the wonderful occasion that's brought us together. We pray that you'll bless us this day as we gather to renew the wedding vows of Stephen and Pam. We're thankful that so many are able to be here to witness this ceremony and to share in their joy. We pray that these proceedings will have your blessings, that all we do this day and every day will bring you honor and glory. In the name of Jesus, amen. Steve and Pam reached a milestone not too many people reach anymore. 25 years of marriage. Steve came to me probably about a year ago, maybe a little more, and asked me to do this ceremony. And the first thought that flashed through my mind was, oh, let's see, I got to schedule all of the premarital counseling sessions that I insist upon whenever I do a wedding. And then I started laughing at myself and said, you know, this is not a wedding. This is a renewal of vows made 25 years ago. Steve was telling me that Reed Mayo, one of Sandy's students, was there that day. He's now 25 years old. Wow. We've come here, though, to celebrate love by the renewal of the vows of Stephen and Pam. I think you can see in the faces that stand before us that love. And we experience it in our own hearts as well. It's a love that kindles our soul with hope, and which is our true home, our meeting place, our love of God. Steve and Pam, there are no ties on this earth sweeter than those you formed 25 years ago. There are no vows on the earth more solemn than those you made. But yet, weddings are a happy occasion, filled with good humor, sense of well-being, a wonderful expression of love. But I'm not telling anyone anything new. The days of marriage are not always filled with happiness and joy of that day. As you've lived out your marriage, you found that your relationship has moods and seasons, low times as well as high. From time to time, the delightful spirit of that wedding day wasn't with you. Better or worse is a reality that all marriages must face. When difficulties come, you have and will have to reach for something deeper within yourself. For the love that is stronger than even the love you had that day. For while it's love that brought you together, it was love in its infancy, in its very beginning. After you've lived together these many years, walking side by side, down a path that leads through time, laughing together, sorrowing together, planning and dreaming together, then you start to know the depths of love. I want you to remember that love is a progression. There's an old Chinese proverb that says the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a step. For you, Steve and Pam, your wedding day was an exquisite and beautiful step. But it was just the first step. And with it, you pass through a portal that will lead you many places, including ones you could not imagine. But wherever it took you, there were surprises, for this is the mark of a loving relationship. Above all, in the days and years that lie ahead, remember, love is what matters. Love will prevail. The Apostle Paul spoke of this love and its characteristics in 1 Corinthians 13. He said, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, and does not seek its own. Is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Steve, I want you to repeat after me. Pam, you have changed since we first married.
Yeah, you have changed since we first married.
I have changed, and the world around us has changed most of all.
I have changed, and the world around us has changed as well.
But one thing has not changed.
But one thing has not changed.
25 years ago, I promised to love you.
25 years ago, I promised to love you.
To give of my best to you.
Give of my best to you.
To cherish and keep you no matter what else happened.
Cherish and keep you no matter what else happened.
I have not always lived up to my best intentions.
I have not always lived up to my best intentions.
But I have always loved you.
I have always loved you.
I still love you.
I love you.
I love you more than I did then.
I love you more than I did then.
Because I know you better.
Because I know you better.
I have matured.
I have matured.
The sharp edges of youth have mellowed.
The sharp edges of youth have mellowed.
Increasing my capacity for love.
Increasing my capacity for love.
We've moved.
We've moved.
We've had successes and setbacks.
We've had successes and setbacks.
We've weathered a good many storms.
Weathered a good many storms.
What really mattered was our love.
What mattered was our love.
The one constant in our life has grown stronger.
The one constant in our lives has grown stronger.
And I thank you now for the joy you've given me during these 25 years together.
And I thank you now for the joy that the last 25 years has given me.
It's with a glad heart that I renew my original wedding vows.
With a glad heart, and I renew our original wedding vows.
I still promise to love you.
I still promise to love you.
Honor you. Cherish and keep you.
Cherish and keep you.
I continue to want you.
I continue to want you.
For better or worse.
Better or worse.
For richer or poor.
Richer or poor.
Whatever the future may hold for us.
Whatever the future may hold for us.
We will always have our love.
We will always have our love.
It is enough.
It is enough.
Pam, I want you to repeat after me. Steve, you have also changed since we first married.
Steve, you have also changed since we first married.
I have changed and the world around us has changed.
I have changed and the world around us has changed.
But one thing has not changed.
But one thing has not changed.
25 years ago, I promised to love you. To give my best to you.
Give my best to you.
To cherish and keep you no matter what else happened.
Cherish and keep you no matter what happened.
I have not always lived up to my best intentions.
I have not always lived up to my best intentions.
But I have always loved you.
But I have loved you.
I still love you.
And I still love you.
I love you more now than I did then.
I love you more now.
I have matured.
Matured.
The sharp edges of youth have mellowed.
And the sharp edges of youth mellowed.
Increasing my capacity for love.
Increasing my capacity for love.
We have moved.
We have moved.
We've had successes and setbacks.
We've had successes and setbacks.
We've weathered a good many storms. What really mattered was our love. The one constant in our life has grown stronger. And I thank you now for the joy you have given me. During these 25 years together. It's with a glad heart that I renew my original wedding vows. I still promise to love you.
Honor you.
Cherish and keep you. I continue to want you. For better or worse. For richer or poorer. Whatever the future may hold for us. We will always have our love. It is enough. Shall we go to God in prayer again? Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we approach your magnificent throne in awe of your majesty, power, and love. We recognize you as the source of all that's good in life. We thank you for giving us life and sustaining us each day with your blessings. We are thankful that not only have you met our needs in the physical and spiritual realms, but you've also made provision for our happiness. We rejoice in the fact that you've given us the church to allow us to properly express our love to you and your Son. And we likewise rejoice that you've given us the institution of marriage so that we can properly express the great love between a man and a woman. Dear Lord, we pray that you will now look upon Stephen and Pam and the union they're reaffirming today. Father, bless them with much happiness. Strengthen them in the times of adversity, and always keep them in your care. May their love for you and for one another grow and abound. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.